out, y'all. Hot FM's Brownie
and EJ. This morning off air, you shared something with me, and now it's time to share with everybody else because it's kind of funny.
I don't like you right now, EJ. I really don't. All right, so everyone knows we get up quite early to come to work, and one thing you need in the morning to wake up is a nice warm cup of coffee.
Okay.
We can't start a day without it, and there's a lot of people around CQ who feel the same way as well. It's like, don't talk to me until I've had my coffee.
Well, you don't necessarily need coffee, especially if it has pretty bad ramifications on your body. Wink, wink.
So we got a bit of a drive to get to work as well too, and unfortunately this morning I had my coffee a bit earlier than normal, and pretty much I'm out the door straight away in the car drinking this coffee. Gets to the point where it's done, and normally I rock up to work about that time too.
Gross. Yeah, I can tell.
Unfortunately though, this morning I was a little bit out away from the studio, driving past Mount Larcombe, where that Choice service station is, you know, the one on the, I won't say on the corner, but like on the main highway there. Yep. And I know for a fact that there's public toilets there, right? So,
well, yes.
I needed to go to the toilet. Put it that way, right? Use your imagination, people.
So you're busting.
Terribly. Terribly, to the point where I was literally holding.
Oh, gross, too much info.
Almost shed a tear.
Oh, gross.
So I get there, because there's a few trucks on the side of the road, and I think, yeah, it might be a truckie stop, so they could potentially be there going to the toilet as well. That's fine, that's what they're there for. So I've jumped out of the car, run to the toilet in the dark, and then I've gone to the door, and it's locked.
Oh, no.
The worst thing that could possibly happen to you when you're busting.
And that's still a long way from our Hot FM stations.
It is. And so I'm like, what do I do now? And then remembered, up the road, there's a public toilet just near the Mount Larcombe pub. So I'm like, okay, back in the car again. Driving up the road there, holding on. This is my final chance. If I can't do this, the worst possible thing to ever happen to a fully grown male is about to happen. I get there, and luckily there's no locks on the doors, the lights are on, and I go inside, and everything is better.
That's so good.
But when I'm on the toilet, I start hearing all these noises outside. It sounds like someone's running on the roof, sounds like footsteps. And then let's say I was in the right place at the right time, okay?
You do realise it was dark. It's early hours of the morning, so it's probably just possums running around.
It could be, but who knows? It could have been a psycho. I've seen too many movies to know how this goes down. The poor innocent person goes into the toilet. Next thing you know, a scary clown comes out underneath the friggin' door.
Brownton, you've really got to stop watching horror movies because you've got such a vivid imagination.
I can't. They're part of my life now, EJ. So I have an irrational fear of public toilets. And this has been something that's been going on for years.
So this wasn't a once-off?
No. I can't go to the urinals at public toilets, in nightclubs, anywhere in public, because I get there and I get stage fright. Here's the thing. I can only seem to use a public toilet if there's no one else around at the time.
Wow. Okay. I think the only question to ask, Brownie, we must ask Central Queensland on 13, 12, 16... Is Brownie bonkers?
Am I? Bonkers.
I really cannot believe we're doing this. You're normally the bonkers one of the show.
I honestly think that maybe you're a little bit too over the top on this one. It's a public place. It was out in the open. Stacks of people would have been driving past.
Yeah, and stacks of people use it too. So who knows? It could have been a lineup if I use it at any other time of the day. I have a fear of public toilets. Does that make me bonkers? Becky, what do you reckon? Am I bonkers?
Yeah, I can sort of see the germs in that, like, a bit yuck, but when you got to go, you got to go, and they have cleaners and they get cleaned, so I don't think you should be fully feared of them.
But what about if it's a toilet in the middle of nowhere when there's no one around in the creepy night and there's bugs and there's sounds outdoors? Would you hold it still or would you go?
I'd probably hold it.
Good to know that we're in the same boat.
13, 12, 16. Brian, what do you reckon?
Look, he's not alone on that one.
Thank you,
supporting.
So you try and avoid public toilets?
I avoid public toilets. I can't even go if my partner's watching me.
Oh, wow. What are you fearful of?
I don't know. It's just been an issue since I was a kid. Like, it's just something that's always been me.
And that's the thing, because these things last with you for life, and you get to an older age and you're still afraid to go to the toilet when people are around.
Cass on 13, 12, 16, is Brownie bonkers?
Yeah, well, otherwise he's really got something small that he's embarrassed about.
Hey, I can guarantee you it is not small. It's just I am petrified. I don't know what it is. I get up there and I just can't go.
I don't know about that.
I think the only remedy is a bit of cement, don't you think?
Yeah, I think so. I think he's a bit more embarrassed. I think the other guys might be a bit bigger. And he looks over and he's like, oh, I can't do that.
You should never look over in a toilet. It's part of the bro code. And I can guarantee, I'll say it again, it's not small.
Oh, Timothy.
Oh, they all say it's not small.
Big calf muscles. Is that what you're worried about?
Exactly.
Oh, no one's going to look under the toilet cubicle doors at you, Brownie. Don't worry. On 13, 12, 16, is Brownie bonkers?
Hey, Mick, what do you reckon, mate?
I read something on the back of a toilet door one day and I've never used a public toilet again.
What did you read?
It said, it's no use standing on the seat. The crabs in this toilet can jump 6 feet.
You're making it worse now. Like, I literally have to, like, wipe the seats down because there's so much wee on it, and now you've got me worried about that.
Gross.
Yeah, I don't use them at all, mate. I just go in the bush.
Legend, thank you.
Roger.
Kylie on 13, 12, 16. What do you reckon about Brownie being bonkers?
I'm saying not, because this morning I've actually driven from Emerald Deli at Birrumbell on the way to Berriburra. During there at 3:30 in the morning, I was at the toilet there by myself, and one of the most scary experiences I've had.
Yeah, what happened to you? Did you hear noises? Were you freaked out?
It was the sink. When I walked in there, the sink was not dripping. When I walked out, it started to drip, 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 drip.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Do you think maybe it was haunted?
I don't know, but yeah, by myself, not a soul anywhere to be seen, 3:30 in the morning.
Scary, right there. Worst experience, definitely.
Well, that's a bit freaky, isn't it?
Look, I don't like the fact that we brought this up on the show, EJ, because you've made things so much more worse than what they were.
What, because now people find out that you go to the toilet?
That too. But next time I go to the toilet, that's it. Or next time I'm in a situation like that,
mm-hmm.
I'm going in my coffee cup.
Oh, gross.
Oh, man. Hot FM's Brownie and EJ. Podcast them at hotfm.com.au.